What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 31. Now, ironically, I am making this episode on January 31st. And yes, I know, I'm literally 31 days late. Because I was supposed to make an episode of New Year's and so forth. But life got in the way and I have just been mentally somewhere else. You know what I mean? And I take this very serious. And if I'm just not my best, I don't want to be half-assed in these episodes. You know what I mean? That's why I give you guys an hour episode, because one, I space them out. Two, it's important that you get to know me. It's not just about making views and, you know, trying to get followers. It's about connecting with people. I don't have to leave my house and I can connect with people all over the world. That's special. You know, you guys are special. And, you know, I take that very serious. So, if I'm not at my best mentally, you know, I won't make an episode. Because it's just half-assed. And I deserve better than that. And you deserve better than that. So, that is why I have been busy. But luckily, I stayed within January. And it is still January, so Happy New Year's. I know y'all are going to be looking at the captions like, is he fucking serious? But don't worry, I'm going to be making more episodes in the near future, kind of back to back, to make up for this time loss, because I should be having about at least 2 episodes this month, and I only have this one, so I will definitely be posting more, and I'll probably do an abundance so I can get on the 2 a week mantra that I'll, you know, for the rest of the year, and just make up for these little extras. So I might show y'all some love for February and just like boom 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 boom, and then let that bitch build up for 2 weeks until I make the next episode. So, we'll see. It depends on my not getting distracted with stuff in life and overthinking and procrastination, you know? But I know I was looking back at season 1 and I was looking at the recent episodes. And I was like, I was talking about current events and stuff. I think I'm gonna go back to maybe doing story times. Maybe I'll mix a little bit of current events in there. But I also wanted to just talk about me too. I know that's kind of selfish, but I feel like everybody else knows what's going on out there. I mean, we all got phones, right? So I don't necessarily need to talk about current events without, you know, half of the world already knowing. So, but I am grateful that people still viewed it and came in, because it was important stuff. Like, people's deaths and, you know, tragedies and stuff like that. But, like, I could talk about the 30 mask shootings all over the world. But we already know. That's why half of us stay in our house. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even leave my house half the time unless I have to work or family visits. You know, gotta go pay a bill. But if I can do it over the phone, online, I don't need to go outside. I mean, yeah, I want to live, I want to do things, but the world is a cruel place, man. Like, there's crazy shit out here. And I mean, everybody be like, oh yeah, America's so great. And do you understand that 85% of the total mass murderers and killers, shit like that, is in the U.S. 85%. If you don't believe me, look it up. It may be even higher at this point. But the point to say is, like, we are not in a safe place. This place is not a good place. There's a lot of bad people here. A lot of bad souls. A lot of angry people. And I just... I'm terrified. I am. You know, I'm not even gonna be fake. It's like, you already have a hard enough time of life. You know what I mean? Like, just the existence of it. Knowing you have a death date. Everything is so unpredictable. And then on top of the fact, it's people out there that's really killers and psychopaths. Like, they're really crazy. And it can hurt you at any moment, at any time. Like, that shit is, I know it's a little too self-absorbed to be that worried about shit, but when you're constantly being seen all the violence on social media, it's just hard not to feel that way, you know what I mean? Like, I know that's part of the media's trick to instill all that fear. But people really be getting hurt out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't be a joke. People really do be getting hurt and dying. And I just, man, it's just dangerous out here. It really is. And I just pray that whatever is keeping me safe out here continues to see that I am a good soul. I have my mistakes. I've made my mistakes. I've done wrong things on purpose. But I am a good person. I'm a good soul. I'm just damaged. And I'm still trying to find my way through my healing journey and not trying to be a hurt person that hurts people. You know, it's just hard out here. You know, I try to be optimistic and see the best in things, but it's hard when life keep throwing you all that negative energy, you know what I mean? So that's just what I've been going through. Not necessarily reflecting on the mass shootings. That was just like a starting point. It's more of like a reflective thing of being a hermit crab and not really talking to people. Like, I got people that I fuck with that they think I don't because I don't be talking to them. And I be like, I don't talk to nobody. Y'all can see I barely made an episode this month. But I'm gonna get back on it because, like I said in the beginning of season one, this is not only a commitment to you guys, this is a commitment to myself. Because it's about the consistency and it's about trusting my instinct. Because I've been just reflecting a lot on my work from earlier this year. Y'all remember I told you I was working with a marketing team. and they were helping me, you know, analyze my work and go over, you know, how I do my shit. And I was really relying on them and spending money. And it's a really great program. I learned a lot. And their social media tactics actually worked. But overall, when it comes to my podcast, you know, they felt like I needed to have a specific genre. And I needed to be speaking about a specific thing. And sometimes I just want to be authentically me. Like, I'm going to talk about random shit. It's just going to happen that way. I need to be able to express that part of me. You know what I mean? Like, I can be structured in my music. I can be structured in a book I write. I can be structured in how I do business and how I talk to people. Like, I can be structured in other aspects of my life. But when it comes to, like, freedom of speech, expression of self, you know, the base of a person, in my opinion, I just need to be authentic. And for me, I'm random. I am. And I like that about me. And I need to get to a point where I love that about me, because that's what I'm trying to do. So I was kind of like self-doubting myself. I really was. And I'm not going to do that. I might even get on TikTok again, because I really should. I miss being on there. I do. I just don't know what to do right now. Like, that's what I'll have to be structured on. I'll have to be structured on what I talk about on TikTok. You know what I mean? So I just, I really want to find something that, I don't know what other topic I could talk about, but I'm going to find out. I might just make a video, because that's what a lot of people do when they just making videos. But I don't know. I'm going to find something, because I'm going to get that spark back. It's like the summertime. Ugh. Man, I was popping. I was doing so much shit. I felt good. I love the summertime, though, because it gave me energy. The sun, the warmth, the water. Just give me peace. But, and then I just started going through shit in the fall time, and now I'm just not there mentally, you know. So I apologize, y'all, for not being up on my game with this. But I do appreciate my last post. A lot of y'all watched it. I appreciate it. And I will get a little bit more spicy, because I might split this in half. I have a story time, depending on how we go with it too. But I do hope everybody had a good New Year's, and stick with today's New Year's resolutions. That's what I'm trying to do with this podcast and my book. Because I need to get, as funny as it sounds, I need to get lost in my head again. You know, as many of y'all know, cancers, we be in our head, we imaginative and shit, but me being Cancer Sun, Capricorn Moon, that other side of me is very logical, very in the moment, very present. And he focused on every little detail, and you know, the pain of the world, if you will. And he's cynical, you know, like Capricorns can be. And that's opposite of a Cancer. So I'm always either in my head or too focused on the problem. You know what I mean? And I think for the past couple of years, I've been focused on a good thing, focused on like problems so I can like solve them and deal with them. But like now I'm all like mentally burned out and I need to heal and get back to that healing, light, dreamy part of me where my heart can, you know, flutter and, you know what I mean? Because my heart been kind of locked up for a while so that my brain could take over and fix the mistakes that my heart did. And then he got a little burnt out because now he's still dealing with all this stuff. And it's like, okay, the heart not opening up no more. He not warming back up like he normally do. And I'm trying to get back to that good-hearted part of me. But like I said, you know, I'm older now. I'm not a kid. So I see life for what it is. You know, not all that hopeful, nice bullshit. You know, when I was younger, like, you know, you had the best intentions and you really had the best intentions of things and people. And then when they hurt you, it's like, oh my God. And so by the time you get older, it's like, yeah, I know what to expect. Or you self-sabotage because you feel like, oh, it's going to happen again. And I think I do both. I go through both, like real stuff, and then I do self-sabotage. So, it's just stuff I'm working on, you know. I'm very transparent, like, I'm not perfect. I wish I could be, but I know that's not realistic. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't die. This body would get shut down. Because, I mean, you know, my soul gonna live on forever. It's gonna live on for eternity. And I think that's the part I gotta make my positive contribution to the world, to the universe. You know, some of us are light and some of us are darkness. That's the eternal struggle. You know. So in a way we do live forever. It's just these bodies, they just they always shutting down. That's the test to see who we gonna be. And I'm always gonna choose the light because I know that even though we make our mistakes and go through shit, it's better to be good. I've seen darkness. It's not pretty. It's not a good place. So I'm always gonna choose light. And I know my grandma gonna choose light. Cause she my light and I'm hers. It gave me a true understanding of the word soulmate. You know, soulmates, like I said, are not always sexual. And I'm so grateful that I was able to stay strong in my life enough to still know my grandmother. You know, because, you know, as I know a lot of people do, we got crazy families out there, you know. And I'm grateful to still know her. And know that she actually loves me back. But again, I'm just so fucked up. Like, I am. I had a rough childhood. And I guess I'll get more into the story times as I go. I guess I kind of stopped in the story times because I didn't want to be boring, or I felt like it wasn't good enough. But I mean, y'all still listen to them, so much appreciated. I just, want you guys to know that, hey, I appreciate all y'all, like, I do, you know, because I feel like the people that listen to me, you know, and if you've been listening since season one, like, you're a trooper. You're a big trooper. Like, you've been here. And if you listening to me this long, after all this time, I really appreciate it. Because I consider this, you know, my podcast family, you know. And even if you come and go, that's okay. Because that's how family do sometimes too. They come and go. They're not always there. But it's understandable. And we all deserve to be free. I mean, sure. We already doop to the doop on this bitch. We might as well live it up while we can. Shit, that's why I'm trying not to be a hermit crab. I'm trying not to be. But like I said, the more I get older, the more I realize it's best to be by yourself. Because people out here will hurt you and shit will happen. And don't play with karma. And try to be nice to people when you mad. And remember that you come first. Those are the things I had to learn, you know. And it's harder going through this healing journey. My God. It's a motherfucker. But I'm gonna keep my head up because I know I can make it. I know I can do it if I believe. And I stay focused. I can do this. I just gotta stay consistent, you know what I mean? And that'll be the hardest thing ever. Like, Are you trying to like diet? Or are you trying to exercise? Are you trying to break bad habits in general? You just be like, damn, the consistency is what killed me, because you might do it for a little bit, but then once you stop, it's hard to start again. It's all that damn procrastination kicking in. That should be so annoying. Because you know you gotta do it. You know it's gonna better you. But then you let that fear get in there. And I'm a great teacher, but I do not follow my own advice. I hate that about myself. Because I will tell somebody exactly what I need to do for myself. But it's true, because sometimes when you speak out, you're speaking to yourself. You're not speaking to the person that you're actually talking to. I mean, you are. And it is for them as well, but it's also for you. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry about not making an episode 2, because to be fair, I try to make the episode, I made 2 prior episodes. I just thought about that. But I got all the way up to like 55 minutes. And right where it gave me that 5-minute warning, it started glitching. And the whole video didn't save. So right now we at 27 minutes. So if 55 and it started glitching, I'm not going to be able to make the video. And then I'm going to try to make another video before midnight. And then I'm just going to have to cut my episodes to 55 minutes. I thought maybe it glitched because I did something, so before I made this episode, I uninstalled Anchor, and then I reinstalled it, so I'm hoping whatever I might have did prior fixed it, if I did it, but if I didn't, then there's something wrong with Anchor, and it only can go up to 55 minutes. So I have to cut them short. It'll be like 54 minutes. But it's like right when I get to 55, then it started glitching, because that's when it gave me that warning. And that's fine. That's no big deal. But right when it did that, it started glitching, and then it didn't even process the video. So I did want to point that out. So Anchor, if you are monitoring this podcast, please check that out. Like, what was that about? Now, if it was me, I apologize. Like I said, I reinstalled it. So, hopefully, it wasn't me. But yeah, so technically, I did try to make 2 videos this month, but they didn't come through. So that's why I'm like, y'all not gonna know the difference whether I say that or not, because it just looked like I didn't make that video. So, yeah. Oh my god. But I guess, yeah. We are coming up on a 30-minute mic, so I guess I'll split this into the last of a story time. So, I know I told y'all I was going to get a little spicy, and I guess we can start from there. So, like, I was 20 at the time, and this year I'm about to be, like, 29, like, so that was almost 10 years ago. And I had this Capricorn nigga, and he was on a deal or whatever. And so he used to come pick me up or whatever. And we used to, you know, smoke, chill in his van. And man, when I tell you, he didn't talk to me. Like, he was not a talker. But man, do we have some chemistry between us? Like, I don't know. He was just real into me, whatever. Like, he was really into me. Because I always thought, like, why you come all the way out here to see me? You guys are sure anybody. Why you want to have some sort of crippled nigga? Because you really want some of this shit. That's why. But for real, like, why you gonna come up on me? And we not even, like, together or nothing. Like, you ain't doing shit for me, but you come all the way on the other side of the city just to hit me up. Like, what? Get out of here. And he used to give me eye contact and, like, hold my body and stuff. Like, man. But the last time we didn't hang out because he was trying to fuck and I didn't want to do that. I still don't, like, it's just not a thing with me. That'll be that's another thing I was gonna talk about. Like, I don't like anal sex. Like, I'm a gay person, I don't like anal sex. It don't do it for me. Like, trying to fuck and, you know, and they just shit it and, like, or they trying to fuck you and, like, all that pain, like, mm-mm. Nah, I don't care what you dish or what you wipe out or what you rinse, like, it's still just shit on my dick. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. It's not a turn off for me. Like, I eat you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not about to fuck you. And I don't want you fucking me. So that'd be another thing that I was to talk about. But in my book, I'm already like that too. Right there where, but actually not. I might change it up. I don't know. And I ain't telling y'all nothing anyway. Y'all have to read this shit. Y'all's about to make me slip up and tell Tilly GTT. Cause you ain't heard it from me, okay? But nah. Yeah, I just, I didn't want to. And then he ain't hang out with me after that. We ain't talk no more. I was like, okay. I understood. I'll be rejected a lot like that. But it's just so perfect that I have, like, I could do everything else. I just don't feel like people respect people enough. And all you really trying to do is imitate pussy. Like, you can do that shit with my throat. You don't need to do that with my butthole. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. That shit annoying. Yeah. I guess that's why I was like, maybe if I write my book, I'll manifest it. You know what I mean? Like, how you manifest, like, good energy. Then you gotta stay positive and, you know, keep doing what you're doing, focus on yourself, stuff like that. But it's like, man, you're gonna get stuck in that fucking limbo of it all. And it's just so annoying. Cause I'm really just trying to, like, have good faith and stay focused. But then it'd be like, shit, I wanna be a stripper. Like, I would be a straight up hoe out here and make some bomb ass money. Like, I know a friend right now that, like, she went to a strip club and she was chilling or whatever. And, like, she just is like decided to get up there and dance, whatever, and she made $70 in 3 minutes. $70 in 3 minutes. Man, if you don't move over so I can make that change, you know what I mean? Like, that's be my mentality sometimes. But then it's like, yeah, you gotta keep up that facade. You know, you gotta keep up that mentality. And it's like, I don't be doing that. Like, it's gonna be fun at first, and then I'm gonna be like overthinking afterwards. And I really, sorry y'all, it was so in my eye. And I really just, I don't be knowing, like, sometimes you can look at those things and you can say, oh yeah, I know that's what I want to do. But then sometimes you'd be like, oh, hell nah. And that's just where I'd be at, like, sometimes. Like, like my OnlyFans, like I told y'all, yeah, I can sit there and we can make a video or whatever. Yeah, it's just gonna be me on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Unless I get some deal, nigga, that want me to suck his dick, cause I'm, and I literally all he want me to do. But like, if you think you about the, and then like you'll get a cut of the money, whatever money I made off that. Cause basically, you know how you can like, you can put money in and be like, how much money you want to invest to this? So like whatever money that they donate to that video that I made, then he'll get all that money, because I'm gonna get my money from my subscriptions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even gonna hold nobody up like that. So whatever money I make from that, I mean, like, unless it's a lot of fucking money, like, all right, nigga, could be my side. But like, nah, like, if it's a decent amount of money, like, I'm not even gonna put no numbers out, because I'm like, I don't want nobody hit, like, nigga, that's not a lot of money. It don't matter. It's what I'm talking about. It's what I think. So, nah, if it's a decent amount of money, I'm not about to be taking nobody's stuff like that. Like, yeah, that's the only way I would do something. Cause like, I'm too private. Ironically, ki, ka, 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 ka. That was funny. I'm scared because I keep looking at the clock. Like, oh yeah, it's 38 minutes, but I might cut it to 54 just because I don't want it to cut off on me. Like, I really fucking don't. Oh, and I had to remember to tell y'all again, in between the last episode, I got two tattoos. I got a palm tree, and I got a yin yang, and I got a flower of life. But the flower life and the yin yang is together, and then the palm tree is separate. So that's why I'd be like, it's two, because two tattoos is combined. Say Happy New Year, but I hope everybody started to get off on a good foot, because I know I didn't. I mean, I did, but I still didn't. Because there I was, wrapped up in drama and, like, mental stress. And I should have been focusing on me. And one of those things is getting a tattoo and doing my podcast and writing my book. Like, those things are very, very like, oh yeah, when you do these things, you're giving back to yourself. And that's the whole point, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole point of this shit. Is to give back to myself so I can give to others. And so we all can, like, understand what all this bullshit is in the first place. Like, this is a bunch of hoopla. Like, life is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. I'm really nervous, but I don't want it to cut off. I hope it don't. But yeah, I just need to meditate. That's what I'm gonna do. I'll be saying I'm gonna do more meditation, and then every time it'll be some dumbass distraction. And now, I don't meditate, and I think that's why I need to take the time and really do it. And pop this pussy, make it work. Say no. I wonder if I I wish I could see that's what I really wish I could do. I wish I could take my podcast and make it a visual and put it on TikTok. That's what I wish I could do. But I would have to invest so much money first just to do that. That'd be the problem. That'd be the problem with that amount of money. Because I have to invest a lot. Like, that's another reason why I stopped with my music for the time being. Because I would have to invest, like, at least $2,000. And I don't have $2,000 to just blow on music equipment and be playing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not making money off that bitch, if we not going to gigs, if I'm just doing it, sit there and make TikTok videos to get some views. Oh, hell no. So that'd be my thing. Now, if I got a couple thousand to just blow, like, to literally just say, oh, I don't need this, then yeah. But no, that's not the case. Oh yeah, doing my podcast and writing my book don't cost me money. Gotta prioritize. But I do truly hope that y'all had a good New Year's and was able to do your thing, because I know damn well we ain't make it through all this. And we can give up now. So just remember that. You didn't make it through all this to give up now. That's what I had to tell myself the other day. I was just like, I am really stressing. And it's important that I don't stress. Because I need to remember that I come first. And sometimes it's hard to remember that, you know, like, you'll be thinking like, oh, it's, I can do it, but then when it's time to come, you don't. And you gotta remember, you are valuable. Don't hurt yourself, don't wreck yourself, and remember, that anything is possible if you believe. Nah, let me not say that, because he's like, if I believe that the world could blow, no. That's why sometimes I'd be like, yeah, that's a double-edged sword comment. And I refuse to claim that garbage. I refuse to claim that. What is you looking at? My dog right now is in the house because where I'm at, there's snow. And it's cold outside. So they have to come in. And he's looking at me. And he's like, what are you doing? I want to lay out on the couch. And I want to let him lay out on the couch. Because I'm laying on the couch. And I don't want... This is a little chunky butt up here. But he is staring at me. I can see you. I can see you. I can see you looking at me in the dark. Okay. I can see you. This motherfucker. He's so crazy. He don't think I can see him looking at me. And then he only like peeking his little head through the corner on the side. Okay, now he gonna get up. What you want? What you want? What do you want? Footy. You just gonna keep standing there. Okay, what you want? Go on, you messed up my episode, okay? You're in the way. Just get your little butt up here. Come on. Come on. Come on already. Just get your little body up here, God. Yeah. Come on. Come on. You are in the way. Okay. So, anyway. Okay, hold on. Ugh. On your hot breath. Okay, so. As we come up on it, don't stress. Be highly blessed. That's what you gotta remember, and that's what I gotta remember for my goddamn self. Because life is a doozy. So don't let it tear you down. Don't walk with a frown. Because you hold your crown. Hold your crown. hold your crown, cause you're gonna make it all around. I don't know what the hell that was, but that was such a good intro to like a late 80s like sitcom. That shit would be popping. And I know what it would be called. It would be called Elevate. I don't know what it would be about, but I know that movie. That bitch be Elevate. I know that shit would be popping. I know you're not gonna sit here tell us stinky something. My dog is like literally right in my face, so it's causing him to be breathing like right near my mouth, and now this little biscuit gonna get up. I'm so tired of y'all are so irritated. Oh my god, lay down. Okay. Jesus. They all gotta be on top of me. Just out, like, you know how Cuba Gooding was in Snow Dogs? Where they all, like, or the owner was. Like, that's how they are. They all gotta be surrounded by body. Like, we in the wild, like, baby. Don't get me, I appreciate it, though. Don't get me wrong, I'm not hating it. I love it, I adore it. It's just like, they loyal to a T, like, they is gonna be right near my body, like, attached to it. It's a mess, like, I swear. I told y'all, I feel like I got those movie dogs where they just super, like, talented. And they can come up on you like that. And I know a place, man, I done had quite a bit of pets, man. Like a lot. Like a lot. But these recent, animals that I had are just absolutely precious. They really are. Like, they just real good, real attentive, real present. Yeah, no, and they help me stay present in the moment because I know a lot of times I don't. Now, I'm really nervous about it glitching again because this will be like the third episode that I made. And I'm really scared that it's going to glitch at 55 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a testing episode where I'm not gonna say anything and I'm just gonna let it run for an hour, but this episode is gonna be 54 minutes because I don't want to have to make another episode just because this one didn't go through, because I put a lot of stuff on this episode. So I just wanted to point that out. It's going to be about 5 minutes shorter. And I apologize for that. But I just made 2 episodes between the last episode and now. And it didn't go through because at 55 minutes, it started glitching. So we are up at about 20 seconds left in this episode. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Peace, love, light, and you motherfucking know it.
good night.